sit in any way that's comfortable. I'd like to invite you to let your mind go anywhere you want it to go. And I'd like you to ask yourself, what would you like to come out of this class tonight? Because it's not an accident that you are here, no matter how you got here. It's not an accident that you're here. It's not an accident that you're here. It's not an accident that you're here. Man, I've been leaping so many levels of consciousness that after sometimes I just catch my breath. I just go into overwhelm. Mm-hmm. And it's changing so fast that I am genuinely surprised to see whoever shows up, because I'm a firm believer in metaphysical truth. And that's basically saying that our thoughts create our reality. Mm-hmm. And what we are experiencing is coming to us as a result of our thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs, conscious and subconscious. Which means that I attract to me the things that happen to me in my life through the vibration and the level of energy and love that I'm sending out. So every time I shift in my level of consciousness, then I go to another channel, and then there's another group of people that come to me on that channel, or there are people who were where I was before, they come with me, and then there are people I never see again. Or maybe sometimes some time will pass, and through their own personal experience, we end up right back in the same place again. If I didn't believe that was what was going on in my classes, I'd shoot myself. Thank you very much. You want somebody to root for your life. Come on. All right. So here we go. Just relax. I am sustained by the love of God. Is the answer to every problem that will confront you today and tomorrow and throughout time. In this world, you believe that you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols. Pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that we endow with magical powers to take care of us. Your faith in pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, and knowing the right people, that's your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure that you will continue to believe that you are just a man or a woman. Putting your faith in pills, money, protected clothing, influence, prestige, being like, knowing the right people, they are songs of praise to your ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless. The worthless will not sustain you. Only the love of your creator for you will protect you in all circumstances. The love of your creator for you will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and surety. The love of God in you will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can disturb, nothing can threaten, Nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of you, the child of God. So do not put your faith in pills, money, protected clothing, prestige, influence, being liked, knowing the right people.
We do have a problem. We're just there trying to correct it. But it isn't that great as it was. And dangerous, I wouldn't even be here on Green Island. They recognize they got a great deal to do. To convince people that if they're calm, they can do that.
Do not put your faith in illusions. Illusions will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you. It's eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. Putting your faith in the Spirit within you, putting your faith in the Spirit within you, putting your faith in the Spirit within you, putting your faith in the Spirit within you is the answer to whatever confronts you tonight, today, tomorrow, and throughout time. Through the love of your Creator for you, through the love of your Creator for you, through the love of the universe for you, through the love of God for you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. It's a declaration of release from belief in idols that spheres. When you say you are sustained by the love of your Creator for you, it is an acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. Let this idea, you are sustained by the love of your Creator, let this idea that your Creator loves you and will sustain you, let that idea sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat it. I am sustained by the love of my Creator for me. I am sustained by the love of my Creator for me. Let related thoughts come to help you recognize that it's true. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. Do not let any idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb your holy mind. Not having any thoughts worrying you and concerning you, now that's the kingdom of heaven. That's the resting place that your Creator has placed you forever. I am sustained by the love of God. 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 I am sustained.